Let's go back to Matthew and to chapter 18. Becoming like little children. We'll read verses 1 to 4 of chapter 18. At that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them. And he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So we're hoping to get something. Hopefully we got that this morning too, whatever we were worshipping. But something to take with us into the rest of this week. A challenge from the Lord, perhaps. Those of you who are normally here on a Sunday morning, you've heard me over the last 5 weeks going through the book of Jonah. So we're going to mention Jonah tonight. This has kind of come out of my thinking about Jonah. And where did my thinking about Jonah start? Well, because I suppose about a little more than a year ago, I found myself kind of feeling like Jonah on the beach after the big fish had emptied the contents of its stomach along with me on the beach. Jonah, after being a man who thought he was in control and tried to keep being in control by not doing what God wanted him to do, but doing what he wanted to do and thinking he knew better than God, came into a situation inside the fish where he had absolutely no control over what was going to happen to him, and he hadn't a clue what was going on or what it was all about. And then he gets a chance through that experience to sort out his life with God, and utters the elements of that prayer, which I guess he later wrote up in a more polished form. And then he's on the beach and he's got to start again. And the question with Jonah is, and the question with me too, was, are we going to pick up where we left off before we ended up in the belly of our experience, or are we going to learn? That was certainly my question a year ago, a little more than a year ago, after the transplant, after a period of 40 months where I really couldn't think about anything. Am I going to just pick up where I was before then, as though nothing's happened, and continue with the same attitudes? Or am I going to learn? Does God want me to learn? What's it about? You may have had experiences like that, but you don't need to have experiences like that to learn from God. Much better not to have experiences like that, and much better just to go on lifelong learning from the Lord. Well, here we are. Good thing to start with, a question. The disciples ask a question. Always good to be asking questions. Always ask questions. Always ask questions of the Lord. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? I noticed Jesus was always asking questions of his disciples. I was impressed as reading just when Jesus has Simon come in, and Jesus asks him a question. From whom do the kings of the earth collect duty and taxes? And Peter answers. It's like Peter's always getting questioned by Jesus, and he's got used to that way of things. I think in life as adults often we don't get questions. No one questions us about what we believe, and often we don't ask questions about what we believe. Well, we need to do both. We need to be questioned and we need to ask questions. That's the way to move forward. And Jesus has asked this question and Jesus answers it in verse 4 especially. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom. But he also gives the statement I want to focus on. Verse 3, he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. It's a serious, it's a solemn statement. And it immediately makes me ask, and hopefully makes you ask a question. And the question is, you know, am I like a little child? Because it's not good not to be like a little child. I will never enter the kingdom of heaven unless I'm like a little child. Am I like a little child? We must change, says Jesus, and become like little children. Now, this is a very special word here. It's the word that's used to describe, first of all, the child he's got standing beside him. Now, what size is that child? 12 years old? 7? 5? No. The word is for an infant. The word is for a toddler. The word is for, you know, a child 2 years old or younger. It's the word that is used in the gospel where it says that Herod wanted to search for the child to kill him. And that child, Jesus, was under 2 years old. Herod ceased to search. Same word. So we're talking about really little children we need to become like. It's not saying that we need to become like, you know, teenagers or like, you know, P7s or P3s or whatever. He's saying we need to become like infants. Now, we saw in this morning, those who were looking at Jonah, that the whole book ends with this cliffhanger, this question. Jonah doesn't resolve. The book comes to the end and it's sort of like, what happens next? It's like the prodigal son story. And Jesus, the father rebukes the older brother and says, you know, we had to show mercy. And the question is the older brother going to love the mercy of the father? Is Jonah going to love the mercy of the father? Well, he seems to want that now in the middle of the fish's belly. In the prayer of Jonah chapter 2, he says, I will look again towards your holy temple. I want that. I know I've been running away from it, but no, actually, truly, I do want that. I want the presence of God. And he also says, those who cling to worthless idols forsake the grace that could be theirs. And he's saying, I want those idolaters up in Nineveh to have grace. I care for their plight. They haven't got God's grace. They need that grace. I have compassion on them. Looks like Jonah's going to be changed and maybe become, through his experience, like a little child and go off to Nineveh as a little child and do what God wants him to do. Well, what does it mean? What does it mean for you and me and Jonah and the disciples to become like toddlers? Well, every Christian is a child of God. Whenever the Bible uses that description, it uses a different word. It uses a word for that can mean children of any age. You know, John 1 verse 12, you know, those who believe, God gave the authority to become the children of God. Now we are the children of God. Yeah. But we're not little children just because we're children of God. We can be children of God, and we are children of God the minute we believe in Jesus Christ and receive him. And that's a wonderful thing, because then we become inheritors. But we have to become like little children. Now, I take that to mean, when Jesus says you can't get into the kingdom of heaven, that when we do enter into the next age, the new creation, and indeed even before that, when we die and go into the presence of God, we will be made like little children. Before we do that, we're told that when we see Jesus, we will be like him. Paul says in the resurrection, we will be changed. No, we will be changed. God will perfect the work that isn't finished in our lives. When we die, or if Jesus returns, when he returns, he will perfect, he will finish the work. But why wait till then? to become a little child. When you could be, if you're waiting till then you're missing all the grace of the kingdom of God that you could have right now while you're still in the world as it is. So Jesus is saying to the disciples, you must change. He says to you, to me tonight, you must change and become like a little child. But wait a minute, Lord, I'm 70 years old. You must change and become like a little child, or like me, I'm 56 years old. You must change and become like a little child. We must change and become like little children if we want to be what God wants us to be. So what does it mean? Well, Jesus is answering a question. The question is about status. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And in Jesus' society, a toddler had no status whatsoever. No status. The toddler was a responsibility, and hopefully a loved responsibility, to be cared for and nurtured, but a responsibility. And it's very different today, of course, but that was the way it was. Often today, the children are kings and queens. Well, that's just definitely not the way that it was in Jesus' day, and not the way it should be, probably, either. But that's what Jesus is talking from, a context where becoming like a little child means that asking who the greatest is just the wrong question. Because we all have no status as little children. And that's what we must become. So you are aiming to become someone with no status. That's what Jesus is saying. Now, what does that mean a bit further? Well, if you've got no status, and you've got to become like the little child with no status, you've got to think like the little child who has no status. And you're going to have to change, says Jesus, the word turn there, change, and become that. To become a man or a woman who thinks like a toddler who has no status. What does that look like? What does it look like? Now, of course, some people will say, well, you know, children, they're humble, they're innocent, they're open, they're trusting. Well, not to say are they, because often they're not. Really, are they? They can be pretty horrendous, even when they're very young. Someone said to me recently, you know, I've discovered that children have tantrums. Well, yes. Children can, so we're maybe not meaning these kind of things. People often say it's like that, but children are not necessarily all that exemplary in their behaviour. You don't want to become like someone that has tantrums at 2 years old, the terrible twos. So what does it mean? Well, the toddler hasn't got a clue about the way things are in the world. And because of that, he or she has to completely trust those who hopefully have it figured out for them. And when things are wrong for the toddler has to look to someone else to fix the wrong things for them. A toddler is very dependent upon others. In other words, the toddler doesn't think to himself or herself, I've got this sorted. I've worked this out. I understand the way things work. I know what's happening here. That is not the way a toddler thinks. They may have tantrums, but they're not there in that way of thinking yet. And hopefully that gets us to the core of what Jesus means here. That the infant child, and it's the same word Jesus uses when he says, let the little children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. It's the same word. He's talking about toddlers. He's talking about infants there. Of such is the kingdom of heaven. So it's the same thing as what he's saying here. These are children that are so young that they cannot think in terms of having importance or status. because if they have that, they're going to behave as though they know things that they don't think they know yet, and they don't think they've worked out yet. They've not even got to that point of development. Of course, it doesn't take, it can happen quite young, that children begin to pass judgments. They begin to think they know better. They begin to think that they can take control. And once they're at that stage, we're older than the little child we're talking about here. You know, at some point in child development, very young, we do start to begin to get enough of a hang of what's going on that we begin to think we can figure it out without the need of anyone else helping us to do that. And we get impatient with those who normally figure it out for us, and we decide that we can go on the basis of having enough information for ourselves, even when we patently don't, but we think we do. And at some point we think we can start taking charge on the basis of thinking that we know what's going on, and we're no longer then thinking like the infant of no status. Now we're thinking in a way that begins to give us status, because now we're thinking that, you know, the adults in our lives who used to fix everything and used to guide us in everything and used to be there with all the answers when all we had was questions are not up there, but they're kind of over there, and we're beginning to get a bit of a kind of looking across to them, because we're beginning as little children to think that we know enough and understand enough to decide that we can take control, that we know what should be done, that we know what's right, and that we don't need those figures, those father figures particularly, because we're thinking about our Heavenly Father here, in our lives, to give us everything that we just don't have ourselves. So we begin to challenge our father, our parents. And Christians who get like that in their relationship with God, or who are like that and haven't ever stopped being like that, are going to get into trouble. And that brings me back to Jonah for a minute. Because here's Jonah, and Jonah is like this with God. He's saying, you know, God wants me to go and preach to the Ninevites in order that they will turn from their sins and God will show them mercy. But I've got this situation worked out. And these Ninevites deserve judgment, not mercy. So I'm not going to do what God wants me to do, because that's the wrong thing. Because I understand the situation better. Because the Ninevites are a bad lot, and if they are shown mercy, it'll be bad for Israel as well, because then they'll get stronger and we'll be weaker, and maybe they'll come and invade us. Well, maybe they will, Jonah. But, and they did, some whatever, 68 years later. But that's not your business, Jonah, because you're a little child. And you don't try to take control when your Heavenly Father tells you something. You just do it because it's the right thing to do. So Jonah is not a little child. He's passing judgments on the Ninevites, on the Israelites, on himself, and on God. And so because he thinks he can do that, because he thinks he has status, and he can think like someone with status before God. That means he can think like someone who can work things out and put what his working is beside God's working, and sometimes God will get the wrong answer. And he'll go and do what he wants to do, like running away from God. He's still trying to be in control. There's nothing childlike whatsoever about Jonah's behaviour. He's not a little child. It's not showing us how to be a little child. We need to look differently in our lives than that. So, you know, that's the kind of thing, when we get old enough, we begin to think this. We begin to think, you know, I see what they're doing, the status figures in my life. But I know enough about myself to think that if I was in their position, I wouldn't do that. So, they're wrong doing that. In other words, you're saying, I know enough about these status figures in my life, the adults, that I can take in the whole picture of what's brought them to the way they are and the way they behave and the things they think and the things they want me to do, and I can see it just as well as they can. And I can say no and take control and do my own thing. Trust my own thoughts, even although, if you were asked why you should trust your own thoughts, you wouldn't be able to know to give an answer to that, because actually you have so little information as your little infant growing up, and even as your adult in the kingdom of God, you know virtually nothing about God and about what God does and about what God thinks and about his motivations and about why he has made things the way they are, why the world is the way it is, why you're in the situation you're in. You don't begin to see what God sees. So to think, like Jonah, that you can act as though you've got a status of any kind whatsoever beside God that gives you the right to think independently of God and act in defiance of God as a Christian is absolutely wrong, profoundly wrong. Again, sometimes we get to the point in our lives we begin to think we're smart. Sometimes we may even be in a position where we think, I'm smarter than they are. This can happen to some children, I suppose, when they are smart by human standards, and they begin to think, do you know what? The guy I'm sitting next to in the classroom here, I'm better at him than maths. Or the girl that's sitting over there, I know more about science than she does. And you begin to think that in the classroom or among your peers, and even then with the adults, you've got status because you know more, you're smarter in your own eyes than they are. And when you do that, you stop collaborating, you stop being told, and you start acting like you know better, and you don't ask for help, and you apply this to kids in your class, and you apply it to your teachers, you apply it to your parents, you apply it to the people around you, you apply it to the people you work with, you people in the church, you apply it to God. And that is why many of us find ourselves, when we become Christians, at some point, hopefully, beginning to realize, wait a minute, I have gone wrong way back then when I was 3 years old. I lost the plot there. I went wrong way back there. And sometimes we maybe grow right through our lives and never see that. But if we can't see it, it's the road to blessing. How do we change and become like little children? Because the word there, change, it's meaning something's got to happen. It's got to be a crisis and a process in our lives. How do we change? Well, something has got to happen in your life and mine to begin the change. And it's going to be some kind of status-shaking thing. It's going to maybe make us realise we're not what we think we are. And it may be that we make a really bad mistake. We make a really bad life decision and we have consequences. And we're in a bad place because of that. Maybe we get into addiction, it might be we mess up in a relationship, whatever it is, we get in a mess. And that can be the road to change. Sometimes we just find ourselves out of depth in life, or perhaps subject to a crisis not of our own making, to do with money or to do with what other people in our family or context have got us into with them. Or sometimes we change, and this is the best way, if we listen. And we listen to God, and we listen to what He's saying, and we realise that He has arguments that we can't answer. That we actually don't know, and He does. Sometimes that's the way of change. Best way, if you can do it, is to change like that. But whatever, change comes, and it may be the door into knowing God for the first time in our lives. And at that point, we have to act like little children, because at that point, the way into the kingdom of heaven is where we begin to acknowledge that, yes, God does know better than we do. God has things that we don't have, that God can fix what we can't fix, that God can forgive the sins that we cannot wipe from our lives. We have to have some kind of crisis like that. But it mustn't stop there. Because like Jonah, we can have a kind of what you might call a conversion experience, or a crisis experience, where, you know, for a bit we get it and we see that things need to change, but then we go back to the old thinking. And people become Christians and often they stick. They become Christians and then they go straight back thinking, well, I've had the experience. My sins are forgiven. Now I can go back to conducting the way I think about myself, the way I did before, and I can return to my old status. Well, you can't do that, because there isn't a status for you in the kingdom of heaven as an infant child. You have got to be completely and absolutely dependent upon your Father in heaven, that He knows everything, and that He knows everything that you don't know, and anything you know, if it doesn't agree with what He knows, then you're wrong. And that any way He suggests, no, God never suggests, sorry. Any way He tells you that is the right way for you to go, if you think differently, you're wrong. And that's obviously Jonah didn't think like that, even though Jonah presumably was a mature man of God at this point when the story begins in the book. So, how might it show for you tonight that you're not a little child? Well, thinking about this morning, do you pass judgments? Do I pass judgments? Do you look at others and think, I know better? Do you seek to determine your own course in life without reference to others and to God? To be in control? Is that you? Well, if it is you, then something will happen, and it's this. If you try to be in control in this world, where you plainly aren't, no one's in control in this world. Maybe we have noticed that recently, but we're not just talking about the politicians, we're talking about everyone. No one is in control in this world. You know, we know that in our heads, in a sense, I suppose, but we don't act like that. We act like we have status. Status that gives us the authority to determine our circumstances and the terms of our lives. But it's not like that. Of course, anything can change at any time in our lives. You know, our health can change. An accident can happen. Some news can reach us. All sorts of things can change in a moment. We're not in control at all. But if we try to be, then what will happen is there will be times every day where we can't control what happens. It may be as a parent we can't control the little child, as a husband who can't control his wife, as a wife who can't control her temper, you know, as a boss who can't control his workforce, as a person who can't control what the other driver is doing, as a person who can't control the milk that has just spilled out of the jug that has just fallen over and is proceeding to spill across the table and drip down the back of the radiator and go into the drawers on the side of the table and that sort of thing. What happens? We get frustrated because I'm not able to control this. And when we get frustrated, we get angry. That is a sign that we are not little children. We're trying to be in control. We're trying to dictate the terms of our lives. And as we saw with Jonah, what happens then is we stop being able, because we're angry, because we're frustrated, because we're trying to control, we stop being able to show mercy. We stop being able to tell people about Jesus. So there's a little diagnostic, if you like, for my life and yours. Do you find it natural in your relationships to speak about the Lord? Or are you trying to be in control and you're frustrated and you're angry and you know that people know that about you, that you're not a little child, that actually your life has status in relation to God, that you're not in agreement with God on many things, and even the non-Christian people around you can see that, the not yet Christians. And you'd love to tell them about Jesus because you know that's what you should do and you know that that's what they need. Well, Jonah didn't even want to do that, did he? Didn't even want to show mercy and even tell the Ninevites that there was mercy. Well, that's even worse. But we can't anyway because we're angry. Because we're trying to be in control. Because we're people who don't look like little children. You know, that's what Jesus is challenging you and me about tonight. Is very challenging. Very challenging indeed, because I've, over the last year, been thinking about, you know, sitting on the beach, if you like. Don't try and picture it. I don't suppose it's a pretty picture for Jonah, sitting on the beach with the contents of the big fish's stomach. Well, you sit there. No status, little child, not in control, not able to fix things, not able to figure things out, not able to understand. But the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, go to the city of Nineveh and preach to it. You know, we have to sit with Jonah in the vomit on the beach. In our lives. It's not pretty. It's not pleasant. But unless you change and become like an infant, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus says. We've got to come to that point where we are truly able to acknowledge before our Father in heaven that we have absolutely no status. We're his children, whom he loves and has complete responsibility for, and will care for and give us our daily bread and guide the paths of our lives. And he knows how to take us from where we are tonight into his presence. He knows everything about us. Psalm 139, we looked at that a couple of weeks ago. He knows it all. And we have to sit in that place where we can see this clearly and not just immediately get up off the beach and march up onto the road and go off in our own direction again and miss out on our Father's glorious fellowship and presence. This is what we need to do. It's not nice. It's not easy. Jonah's story was a nightmare for Jonah. I don't know what it was like for him inside that fish. It was horrendous. It was frightening. But we need to get to that place somehow where we're saying to the Lord, okay, you know, I have wanted to be in control. I have thought I knew everything. I thought I was smart. You know, I thought I had life figured out. And I thought I knew what it was all about, where I was going, what I was going to do. And I thought I had you figured out, God. And I had you in a box, too. And I had you sorted in my mind. And I am completely wrong. Because there I am, 1 millimeter high. And you are the height of the stars. There my brain, the size of a matchbox. And your mind. It's limitless. Who am I to think that I could be anything other than an infant in your presence? You must change and become like little children in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. Peter tells us that one of the things we can really do to accelerate that process is to get into our Bibles. Now you may need all the help you can get to do that, because some people find that so difficult. And that's true. Some aides over there that can help, and on the table there, with Bible study and so on. And we all have to access it at our own level. Coming to church is hopefully helping us to do that. But Peter says this to the Christians that he's writing to. 1 Peter 2, this is the first verse. Why? It was the first verse I ever preached a sermon on. In the prayer meeting at Rosslyn Free Church. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. As newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. I preached it from the Authorized Version. That ye may grow thereby. As newborn babies. Now how do you come to your Bible? Do you come, and this is another word, it's a different word again. And this word means, you know, it's a word that means you've just come out of the womb. Do you read your Bible like that? God, I am so far away from knowing what's going on here. I've just been born. I haven't a clue what's going on here. I don't know who's in charge. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what it all means. I don't know why they do that. But you know. Show me, Lord. That's how you study the Bible.
Jesus, when the disciples came back from going out in twos, it says he was full of joy through the Holy Spirit. This is Jesus. Jesus, remember? Jesus is an infant. He's a little child because he's in the kingdom of heaven before his Father. I do not judge, he says. He lets his Father show him what to do. There's another thing to think about. Full of joy through the Holy Spirit, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Now, there's another word that Jesus uses there, which means a very young child, an infant. It's pretty much the same word as the word here. But this is the word Jesus. There's lots of words for little children in Jewish society.
in the Greek language that they were speaking, or the Gospels are in. And yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure, to reveal not to the wise and learned, they'll never know, but to little children. And he's full of joy about that, because he has always been a little child before his father, and his father has just kept giving him the information and the guidance he needs, because he's never ever stopped to think that he has status, or started to think that he has status in the Father's kingdom. I can do nothing of myself, he says. Nothing. He's always been the person of no status. And because he's always stayed that way, his Father has just kept loading him with all that he needs to conduct his ministry and to do all the remarkable things that the Father says that he's going to do today by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to heal that person. You're going to say to that person, see, when Peter comes in the door, he's going to have been asked about the temple tax. I'll tell you what, I'll give you the temple tax in the fish's mouth. Okay, thank you, Father. Peter, go and put the net in the lake and so on. You see, that was Jesus. The wise and learned in this world, they're never going to know about the kingdom of heaven, because they pass judgments and take control on the basis of their own puny wrong thinking. And they give Jesus no joy. But those who give him joy and those who know the way to his heart are those who are the little children. So may we, you and me, be like little children. People who are not thinking to ourselves, well, now I'm old enough to figure life out. I'm old enough to be in control. I'm old enough to know what to say and what to do. And if things go wrong and I get frustrated and I get angry, I've every right to be angry. That's Jonah again. We're not like that. That we always are like newborns, infants, very, very little children of a very, very great Father. People who know that we cannot just go around passing judgments, putting everything in its place and everyone in their place, and saying, God, I'll obey you in this because I agree with that, but I'm not obeying you in this because I don't agree with that. We'll never know the Father's heart. We'll never know the Father's intimacy in this world if that's the way we are. We must change and become like little children who look to the Father to lead and provide and reveal himself to us. Well, yeah, we're on that path, and you know, sometimes you ask yourself, have you ever even begun to be a little child? I've asked that question of myself. I ask it every day at the moment. Well, you've got to start somewhere. Start where you are now and take to heart what Jesus said here, that you too may give him joy, because God reveals not to the wise and the learned, but to the very young children of his kingdom. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I have tried to describe things I don't really understand myself very well, but your word is there for us all, so help us all, Lord, to try and grasp and embrace what you're saying to us tonight, because Lord, the world is too big for us to figure out. We come to you, Lord, and we ask that we instead may be like Jesus, little children, who are always being guided and provided for by our Father. Amen.